Red River Farm Network. Don Wick is in the Fargo-Moorhead area for this week's Pioneer Agronomy Update.
We're in the area just north of Moorhead, and field agronomist Kevin Sinner is with us. Boy, if you look at the past few days, we've been getting the heat units, but we certainly need some moisture coming our direction.
Yeah, the heat units have been coming pretty easy this year. The moisture, not so much. A few people have had some moisture a couple weeks ago, but the majority of us are struggling pretty hard right now.
It seems like a quarter mile makes a lot of difference between a spotty rain and getting nothing absolutely at all. Are we seeing some impact on the crop?
For sure. If you drive anywhere yesterday, you could probably see some of that corn that's pineapple, and the leaves are puckered up pretty tight. And there's even some emergence issues still. A lot of stuff didn't even ever come up out of the ground this year because just sat there in dry powder.
What about weed control? Because certainly, at least some of those trees, we need some moisture to activate that chemical.
Yeah, and in most cases, you're going to need at least a quarter to a half inch of rain to get that activated. In a lot of cases, we didn't get that. But so far, the weeds have been kind of kept at bay, too, by this dry spell we're in. So
Usually it's hard to keep weeds at bay, but this hot, dry weather doing that. For corn, we're in a pretty critical time.
Yeah, so for the most part, we're at about V5 to V7. That V5 to V6 stage in corn is when the kernels are round and the kernels long for the cob are kind of being determined. So this drought stress at this time is just a really inopportune time for this.
Get a bit of a potassium deficiency too?
Yeah, so that's the other thing that comes along with this drought is you can start seeing some of these nutrient deficiencies, and one of the first ones to spring up is potassium deficiency in both corn and soybeans. So
you can just, even with the wind we've got today, that just continues to suck moisture out of the ground. We're in an IDC plot. You've got a number of them up and down the valley. What are we trying to learn here?
So in this plot we have every single row is a different variety, and what we're trying to learn is where our tolerance is. There's a few experimental varieties out here too. We're trying to learn, is our paper score telling us what we see in the field? And for the most part, what we're seeing this year, yeah, it is. Our variety right behind us, it scored a 7, and it looks like it's a 7 at least. So we're happy to see and verify what we see on paper is what we're seeing in the field.
So give me an idea where we're sitting as far as the stage of development with these crops.
Yeah, so right here is one of these, the soybeans from this field. He was just sprayed here on Sunday, so he's got a little bit of injury on him. But we're at about V2 to V3 on these beans here, and we'll vary anywhere from V2 to probably all the way up to V4, V5 in some cases, depending on planting date. Corn, there we're looking anywhere from V5 to V7, maybe even V8 in some cases, again, depending on planting date. So we're humming right along. It's just we need some moisture to keep this thing going and keep things perked up.
Kevin Sinner is our guest field agronomist with Pioneer. That is our Pioneer Agronomy Update.
Barnesville, Minnesota.